Am I always this naked, you mask? Well, of course not. But I do prefer to tell the naked truth. You see, I like it juicy, raw, and uncensored. The truth, that is. Salut! Hey, welcome to another video. So this one is fun because I like to have fun. All right, so the topic today is, why is it so hard for me to make friends or keep friends? I think the first question the most. Why is it so hard for me to make friends? That is the question of the day. Is it hard for you to make friends as well? Do you call everybody or anybody your friend the minute you talk to them for a couple of minutes or text? Are they your friend? So why is it so hard for me to make friends? By the way, I have 5 friends that I actually call friends, and I'm really serious about the word friends. Because I believe that a friend like or love you no matter what, as in your beliefs or whatever you do. Of course, it doesn't mean like if you kill somebody. That's an extreme, of course, but that could be it too. But for me, my friends are supportive, mentally, everything, financially, or materialistically if they need to, but I don't require any of these things for anybody, but mostly mentally. My friends are that, and my friends know me probably not 100%. Only D, my former life partner, knows me 100%. But most people do not, and that's fine. They don't need to because I don't know them 100% either. But they know enough about me to love me regardless. And they're non-judgmental, they're respectful, and if you're watching this video and you are one of those friends, you know you. So I will not name names, because someone might be like, why you didn't name me? Well, you know, I'm not going to play that game. But if you are a true friend, and if you are loyal, we loyal to each other, and you love me and I love you, and we talk, and you know who you are, so you know you who you are. So I don't need to say it. But however, it's hard for me to keep friends, meaning that it doesn't mean that I have friends and I F things up. I actually don't F things up at all. Every lover and friends have told me I'm the they ever had. And you might call this bragging. That's your small mind prerogative. But if I know who I am, I'm going to say who I am. So anyway, let's deal with it, all right? So I am someone who tend to be mindful and do my best because of my codependency and trauma to give. And if you watch my videos, in my music video, you'll understand more who I am. I like to give people 5-star everything. If I interact with you, a stranger or anybody, I give you 5-star. Of myself. So therefore, of course, anyone would like to be my friend. However, sometimes I don't keep people, I don't make them my friend, although they make me their friend, I don't make them my friend. And I think being friendship is mutual. Second, the minute they made me their friend, and they learned certain things about me, if you can watch my previous videos, how I dropped a big closet bomb. We'll see how many people who thought I was their friend, how many of them blocked me or whatever. If they watch this video, I don't care really. Because if you're a friend and you really love me, you would stay. And because, you know, I love you and I don't hurt people or you. So anyway. And so once they learn something, they witch hunt me for it. So because they're the types who call anybody their friends. I have I don't even have acquaintances. I don't even keep a lot of people around. And you can watch my music video called These Times, so to better understand where I'm coming from with that. So I had to kind of see why. And I did a Myers-Briggs, I think, personality test. And I am definitely a ENTJ and three of them kind of a thing, whatever. I think if I remember, I'll post the link in the video. And I'm not an introvert, but maybe I am. Let's just say I have my traumas and why, but they work because I do not keep a lot of the wrong people around. And I am someone who's truly happy inside and have true joy. So therefore, if I'm interacting with others, we need people. It's great to have people around. However, if they are the wrong people for my well-being, I'm not going to have them around. And if they love me, because everyone does, because I treat everyone well, regardless who they are. And I think in the last video I talked about, if you watch my videos, that I met someone who was a skinhead and who rubbed people. And he was surprised that I love him unconditionally regardless. Like, yeah. So therefore, I'm not going to reject people for what they've done or for what they believe in. But other people will do that to me, and I can sense they will. So therefore, I don't keep those people around. And those people that I kept around, you know who you are. You are my true friends. So is my question I often ask, really, do I have any friends? I tend to say no, because I do not have any friends in New York City that I hang out with. Although there's a friend who lives in Buffalo, New York. You know who you are. But you're not around so much, and I miss you a lot because you are my friend. And I know if you watch the video that I dropped the bomb, you would still respect me and love me, regardless if you disagreed. Because I think you would disagree. But I think I feel it and I know you still love me. And if I'm wrong with that, it's okay, because you know what? I love you. And you often tell me, whenever I tell you, I love you, you often say, you love me more. So, yeah. And so, yeah. I would say I don't have friends because I don't have people to hang out with in New York. So, therefore, in that sense, I don't have friends. And most of my friends, and I don't even say good friends or best friends. You're either a friend or you're not. So, my friends are not where I live. Sadly and unfortunately. But living in the present, it is what it is, and I have to be grateful for whatever I get. I have great friends in Beverly, in Massachusetts, you know who you are. Buffalo, New York, you know who you are. I think the other one lives in Somerville, or you grew up in Somerville, you know who you are. Phoenix, Arizona, you know who you are. And other ones I probably have missed, but I think that's it. And if I have missed it, it's not intentional. It's just, you know, brain fart. So, and I don't keep friends because a lot of people, they want to hang out with me, especially at work. People who meet me on the street, they think I'm a great guy. They want my number. And then even people in my DM, I even have to put on my Facebook, please don't DM me. And people get offended. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know what to tell you. Like, and if you mad about that, take it as a good thing. Probably you will not like me. I often say to myself, in my other song, people are a moth to a flame. They cannot help themselves, but they get close. The wrong people get burned. Not because of anything I've done or I'm a bad person. It's because a lot of these people are not open-minded enough. They don't have love in their hearts to understand me or the time or the bandwidth to get me. And that's okay. That's okay. So I think this video is short. So my question to you is it easy for you to make friends? What does it mean to have a friend? How many friends do you have? Do you have any friends? Can you say you have zero friends? Because I know some people who have zero friends. I'm not really an introvert, but I've gathered social anxiety in the last 2 years because why, just my, what's in my brain, because I could have an excuse or a reason, but those are just excuses. So today I did something brave. I, in the past 2 months or so, I have been studying with the Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Church, LDS, also known as Mormons. So I have done that because I am a scientist and I'm also a religious. I love religion studies. And of course, I did not go to school and I don't have any degree, but I can still call myself that because I love doing that, so I do it anyway. So I want to learn about the LDS Church, and I love learning about a lot of different churches, which I have done my studies, because I love learning, being open-minded, and loving everybody, which I implore you to do as well, if you like. And so I've been studying with Mormons, and they wanted to meet in person, and I've delayed that and reject that and wanted to do over the phone. And I've been built a castle with strong walls and beautiful interiors, but I've been a prisoner, and I made myself a prisoner, not meeting people because of anxiety or fear of what? Like, ugh, stop it. Ugh, get out. So today I finally went to the Mormon church, and I'm a bubbly, friendly, fun-loving person as I am, and with no shame walking around like my friends in Boston would call me a white woman walking in a hotel and owning her shit and being herself, which I think everyone could do or should do. It's not a white woman thing, people. Hello. Just be you. So the confidence. So that's me. And so I walked in there and I was just being me. Like no mask, nothing. Being loving. And the elders who invited me, they were nice and everyone was nice. And yeah, like I didn't care to wear a mask. I didn't care to people please. And I talked to some really nice people. And it felt like a nice experience to get rid of that heavy weight of social anxiety, which I did to myself because I know I have things that grinds my gear and things that annoys me, people do, like people wanting to shake my hand. That's another annoyance. And thank you, Corona, for having people not want to shake hands, but people want to do this. And I also don't like that because I believe in energy transfer, and please keep your energy over there. And I feel like touching should be consensual, but in our society, it's not. Annoying. And so this guy wanted to shake my hand, so I remember, and I refused, and he says, well, I'm a handshaker. And I remember, if you watched my last video, some guy told me to respond to people appropriately and not to give too many people my energy and waste my energy. So I was just like, you know what? What could hurt in a handshake? I know how to refuse a transfer of energy. I can, like, diffuse it. So I shook his hand politely, and I felt deliberated because I did not feel like I had to, and I feel like, although I hate handshakes because it's gross and it's energy transferring, and if it's the wrong person, that's also gross. So that's why I don't do it. But I experienced it differently and with an open mind and doing my own thing differently this time. And of course, I used my hand gel right in front of him, and I was like, just kidding. But yeah, it was fun. It was a great experience. And I am happy that I did that. So I was thinking, my practice is Eastern practices like Hindu, Buddhism, etc. So I was just like, you know what? This is where I truly feel like I belong and where I want to be. And I felt so inspired to actually do that, because for years I have not done it because I had this social anxiety that I put onto myself. And as this podcast was made to stop the bullshit, and I'm hope I inspire you to stop your own bullshit or whatever it is, if it's the bullshit of social anxiety, the bullshit of stressing about things, or the bullshit of depression, or the bullshit of whatever it is, If you like to, hope you get inspired by this video, because I'm bearing my soul, not for you, actually, for me. If no one watches this, I'm so glad I did this. This is therapy. And I hope if you have some trauma or if you have your own thing, you can do your own therapy. You can make your own videos, not post it, or you can post it as well, or write, do a journal, or whatever it is. Sing. I know someone when I was singing told me, you sound terrible, and your singing is very amateur. And I was like, I didn't tell her anything because I was being polite. But I was like, in my head, like, is she serious right now? Like, wow, how? And she's like showing me her stuff. She's like, oh, I'm this big producer. And look, I have like 14K on Instagram. And I was like, yeah, you must be really low in your heart and in your being to put someone down who's just doing my thing. I'm just doing my thing. If I get discovered, make money out of this, I'm grateful. Thank you. And if I don't, I still get something out of it. I did my thing. I put my money where my mouth is. I want my money, whatever the quote is. I put everything I do, I put, it's my own money. I work hard and I put into it. And if I don't break even, that's fine, because guess what? Wealth is here, is here, and in here. So if you like this video, please give a comment, like, and of course, subscribe. I think this is the first time I'm saying that. I usually don't really like to ask people for these things. But today I will. Because I would love to have more interaction with more people. And even if you are the hard person to talk to, I still would love to talk to you with love and respect. And however, anyone who do any hate, name calling, anything that's not nice, I usually block them and delete them, because I will do that with love as well, and because I need good vibes around me. With that said, thank you for joining me in this video.